Joining us right now, the Energy Minister, Jeff Radebe. Energy has certainly played a very dominant role in the politics of recent months, and that's partly because of all the difficulties with Eskom. But right now, the Minister is with us to speak about certain developments in that regard. Minister Jeff Radebe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Joanne, and all your listeners of Radio 702. I'm happy to be here.
Lovely to have you with us. Thanks for coming in. So let's start with the discovery of gas which Total has made off the Southern Cape Coast. That announcement was made earlier today. What can you tell us about that, Minister?
Well, I think that's going to be a game changer. As you know, South Africa has not been endowed with liquid petroleum in our country. So this discovery will ensure that the triple challenge of unemployment, poverty and inequality will be receded to the past. And we believe as well that with this discovery, its exploitation for the benefit of the people of South Africa and the region augurs well, especially coming today when our president is making his second State of the Nation address. I think this has been a very good omen.
What you're saying suggests that this discovery is certainly one of a large scale. Are you able to give us any details about it, Minister?
Well, I think in the next days to come, there'll be more details coming, but we are very excited as a government that this much-awaited discovery, as I've said, will bring about a lot of benefits for the people of South Africa. As you know, the issue of the fuel price has been a real thorn in the flesh of many South Africans. Now with this discovery, it will play a very significant role in reducing the cost of fuel in South Africa. But more than that, the cost of doing business in our country.
What about the environmental implications?
Well, of course, we as South Africa were signatories to the Paris Accord, and our late minister, Edna Molewa, played a very critical role. So we're totally, totally committed towards achieving the goals of gas emission into the atmosphere as signed by us in Paris a few years ago.
Minister, let's come to the issue of Eskom, which is really causing a lot of concern in the country right now with its 419 billion rand debt. Are you determined to press ahead with unbundling it into three different units at this stage?
Well, it's 3 hours away from the time when the president will be outlining his State of the Nation address, but I can assure you that the government will do what is best, not only for Eskom, but for the economy of the Republic of South Africa, as you've seen and heard during the mining indaba here in Cape Town, that one of the inhibiting factors into the growth of the South African economy are the high cost of energy. So as a responsible and accountable government, we have to take the right decisions to ensure that energy is not an inhibitor to growth, but a catalyst in terms of economic growth and development, so that we can ensure that this investment drive that our president is driving can be able to be realized.
There's some worry about a lack of transparency around the independent power producers. We don't know who they are. We don't know the costs in question. There's the worry these industries are not going to be labor intensive in the long run, which is going to mean job cuts. When are we going to learn more about these issues?
There's a lot of information. A very transparent government. We know who these independent power producers are. We even know the cost of what they are producing in South Africa, because the National Revenue Fund has been ensuring that for the next 20 years we know exactly how much electricity we are buying from the independent power producers. But what is more significant, while now the challenges that Eskom is facing, the renewable energy is busy pumping energy into the national grid.
Is it true that any of those involved with the IPPs are connected to cabinet ministers or the president?
I'm not aware of anybody in government who's connected to the IPPs at all.
All right, so we're not going to find out down the line that the
relative
of the president has benefited from this.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no one who's connected to the IPPs. How business people who are involved in energy, whatever they do, is their endeavor. We as a government, we've got reporting mechanism, not only in parliament, but through cabinet. If you feel that you have a conflict of interest, you declare it before the president and also in parliament, and this information is in the public domain.
Minister, there's one last question which we haven't been able to ask you on Afternoon Drive simply because it's been impossible to reach you on this issue. You are chairperson of the South African National Conventional Arms Control Committee, and there are reports that South Africa is supplying weapons to Saudi Arabia which are being sold on to the Yemeni government, which is waging war on its own people, including children. Is that true, Minister?
Well, it's true that I chair the NCACC, the National Conventional Arms Control Committee. We've got a lot of checks and balances. There are Department of State, National Treasury, public enterprises, our state security service, especially its secret service, foreign affairs, as well as trade and industry, where these decisions are taken in consultation with the scrutiny committee before they come to us. And we're also signatories to international conventions to ensure that we don't sell arms to rogue units. And the countries and the companies to which we sell these, we authorize the sale and importation and exportation of these arms. They also sign the end user certificate.
All
so
right.
If there's information that suggests that some of these weapons end with rogue units, please give us the information.
Well, there are activists out there who are saying that some of the ammunition that has been found in Yemen resembles South Africa's ammunition, the ammunition
so they
selling
need, they need
specifically
to, write to, us,
to Saudi Arabia.
They need to write to us specifically to mention all those facts. We're going to investigate that.
All right. Can you take this as a clue that I am giving you, based on the reports that abound, that we would like you to investigate this to just assure us that the government is not in contravention of the Conventional Arms Control Act, which says, as the South African government, you're not allowed to export arms to governments that contravene human rights and freedom.
We are not transgressors of our arms treaty, even international treaties, of which actually a former head of our secretariat of the arms Conventional Arms Organization in South Africa is part of the United Nations. So there's no way that we can be able to involve in such things. That is why those who have this information, please bring it to us.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Energy Minister Jeff Khadebe.